Have you ever felt like life is pulling you in too many directions? Between work, relationships, and endless to-do lists, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. We often find ourselves chasing approval, avoiding conflict, or filling our days with tasks that don't bring us closer to the life we want. But what if there was a way to cut through the noise and live with clarity, strength, and intention? The ancient Stoics, philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca, understood this struggle. They faced wars, plagues, and political chaos, yet they found ways to thrive by focusing on what they could control and letting go of what they couldn't. Their timeless lessons, paired with wisdom from other great thinkers like Confucius, Lao Tzu, and Buddha, offer a roadmap for navigating modern life with resilience and peace. In this episode, we'll explore 10 powerful lessons that can help you reclaim your focus, protect your energy, and build a life that reflects your values. From learning to say no with grace, to embracing simplicity, to detaching from the opinions of others, these teachings will empower you to let go of what weighs you down and prioritize what lifts you up. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. These lessons are practical, relatable, and designed to fit into your everyday life. Whether you're looking to strengthen your relationships, improve your mindset, or simply find more balance, there's something here for everyone. So, if you're ready to stop running in circles and start living with purpose, let's dive into these 10 transformative lessons and discover how ancient wisdom can guide us in the modern world. Your stronger, simpler life starts here. 1. Focus on the present. How often do we find ourselves lost in thought, reliving moments from the past or worrying about the future? It's a habit that drains our energy and steals the joy of the present moment. The Stoics, along with other great thinkers, understood that the only time we truly have is now. Learning to focus on the present is one of the most powerful ways to find peace and purpose in life. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher emperor, wrote, "Confine yourself to the present." What he meant was simple. Instead of letting your mind wander to regrets about the past or fears about the future, anchor yourself in the here and now. Why? Because the past is unchangeable and the future hasn't arrived yet. What you do in this moment is the only thing you truly control. Think of it this way. Imagine you're spending time with your family or friends, but your mind keeps drifting, replaying a mistake you made at work or stressing about tomorrow's deadlines. You're physically there, but mentally absent. Not only do you miss out on the joy of being with the people you care about, but you also carry unnecessary stress that doesn't belong to the moment. By focusing on the present, you let go of what you can't change and embrace the opportunity right in front of you. This idea isn't unique to Stoicism. Buddha, for instance, taught, "Do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future, concentrate the mind on the present moment." Whether it's Marcus Aurelius or Buddha, the message is the same. Focusing on the now allows you to experience life fully. When you live in the present, you free yourself from the burden of what-ifs and if-onlys. Let's bring this closer to everyday life. Picture yourself waiting in line at the grocery store. Your first instinct might be to check your phone or get irritated by the delay. But what if instead you used that time to pause, take a few deep breaths, and notice what's happening around you? Maybe you spot a kind gesture between strangers, or simply enjoy the rare moment of stillness. This is what it means to be present, to find meaning and peace in the little moments. Even Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher, touched on this idea. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. It's a simple reminder that our emotional state often depends on where our mind is focused. When we keep returning to the past or projecting into the future, we miss the calm and clarity that come from simply being here, now. Focusing on the present doesn't mean ignoring your responsibilities or pretending the past and future don't matter. It's about giving your full attention to the task or experience at hand. For example, if you're working on a project, instead of worrying about how it'll turn out, focus on doing your best right now. If you're spending time with loved ones, put away distractions and truly engage with them. This not only improves your experience, but also strengthens your relationships and helps you feel more fulfilled. So, how can you practice living in the present? Start small. Take a moment every day to focus on your breath. It's a simple yet powerful way to bring your attention back to the now. When your mind starts wandering, gently guide it back to whatever you're doing. And when you feel overwhelmed, remind yourself, "What can I do right now?" This question shifts your focus from worry to action. Thich Nhat Hanh, a modern Zen master, beautifully expressed this idea. The present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you're attentive, you will see it. Happiness isn't something we find in the past or hope for in the future. It's something we can cultivate in the present. Whether it's enjoying a quiet moment, appreciating a simple pleasure, or finding satisfaction in meaningful work, being present helps us see the beauty in life as it unfolds. So, the next time you catch yourself lost in thought, pause. Take a deep breath. Look around. Ask yourself, "Am I fully here? Am I making the most of this moment?" Because as Marcus Aurelius and so many others remind us, life happens now. Don't let it pass you by. 2. Understanding time and context. Time is the one thing we all share equally, yet how we use it and how we understand it can make all the difference. Life unfolds within the context of a particular moment, and to navigate it wisely, we need to recognize and embrace the unique challenges and opportunities of our time. The Stoics understood this deeply, encouraging us to not only accept our circumstances, but to thrive within them. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher emperor, wrote, "You were born for this moment in time. Embrace it and act in harmony with the nature of things." This idea isn't just about accepting your situation, it's about understanding it and using it as a foundation for purposeful action. Every era, every stage of life, and every personal situation presents a unique context. When we stop resisting the circumstances we're in and instead work with them, we unlock the ability to move forward with clarity and confidence. Confucius, the great Chinese philosopher, offered a similar perspective. "The superior man understands the times and acts accordingly." His wisdom reminds us that the key to success isn't about wishing for different conditions or clinging to the past. It's about observing the world as it is and aligning our actions with the current reality. Whether it's adapting to societal shifts, embracing new opportunities, or finding creative solutions to challenges, understanding the context of our time allows us to act with intention rather than frustration. Consider this. Imagine you're trying to achieve a personal goal, like starting a new career or developing a skill. External factors, such as family responsibilities, financial constraints, or global events, might slow your progress. It's easy to feel discouraged or overwhelmed. But instead of lamenting these limitations, the Stoics would encourage you to adjust your approach. What small steps can you take within the constraints of your situation? How can you use the resources and time available to you effectively? This isn't about lowering your standards. It's about being strategic and realistic. Epictetus, another great Stoic thinker, reminds us of the importance of adapting to the things we can't control. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Life will always be unpredictable. You might face unexpected changes, a sudden career shift, a personal setback, or even a significant societal event. Instead of resisting these changes, the Stoics teach us to respond thoughtfully, using the circumstances we're given as an opportunity to grow and adapt. Think about how this applies in daily life. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, running late for an important meeting. You can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction. Instead of letting frustration consume you, you could use the time to listen to a podcast, practice deep breathing, or plan your next steps. By shifting your focus to what you can control, you transform a stressful situation into a productive one. Understanding time and context also requires patience. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, wisely observed, "Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished." This reminds us that progress often takes time, and rushing against the natural flow can create unnecessary stress. Whether you're working on a long-term goal or navigating a difficult phase of life, trust that steady, consistent effort will yield results. Patience isn't about inaction, it's about knowing when to act and when to let things unfold. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of valuing time. "We are always complaining that our days are few and acting as though there would be no end of them." This is a call to appreciate the present and make the most of the time we have. Instead of longing for a different moment or wishing for different circumstances, we should focus on what we can do now with what we have. Marcus Aurelius also reflected on this with urgency. "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This isn't about fearing death. It's about using the finite nature of time as a motivator to live with purpose. When we accept that our time is limited, we're more likely to prioritize what truly matters, act decisively, and stop procrastinating. By understanding the time and context of your life, you gain the ability to navigate it with intention and grace. The circumstances you face, whether challenging or favorable, are the framework within which you can act. When you embrace them, you stop wasting energy on resistance and start directing it toward meaningful progress. So, ask yourself, am I aware of the opportunities and constraints of my time? Am I adapting my actions to align with my reality? Because as Marcus Aurelius, Confucius, and so many others remind us, understanding time and context isn't just about acceptance, it's about thriving in the here and now. 3. Responsibility and conscious action. Taking responsibility for your actions is one of the most liberating and empowering things you can do. It's easy to blame circumstances, other people, or bad luck when things don't go our way. But the Stoics, along with many other great thinkers, believed that true freedom comes from owning your choices and acting consciously, regardless of external factors. Marcus Aurelius put it succinctly in Meditations. "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This idea is at the core of Stoicism. While we can't always control what happens to us, we can control how we respond. Responsibility doesn't mean taking the blame for everything. It means acknowledging your power to choose your reaction, your attitude, and your actions in any situation. By focusing on what you can control, you reclaim your agency and free yourself from the victim mindset. This concept resonates with Epictetus, who famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Imagine facing a setback, like failing at a project or encountering criticism at work. It's natural to feel disappointed or even defensive, but the Stoics would urge you to pause and reflect. What part of this can I take responsibility for? What can I learn from this? Instead of fixating on the external event, focus on your internal growth. This isn't just a Stoic idea, it's echoed in Eastern philosophies as well. Confucius taught, "The superior man blames himself. The inferior man blames others." When you take responsibility for your role in a situation, you open the door to improvement. Blaming others might feel satisfying in the moment, but it leaves you powerless. By owning your choices, you take the first step toward conscious action and meaningful change. Responsibility also means being mindful of your intentions and actions. Marcus Aurelius encouraged this self-awareness. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Instead of overthinking or waiting for the perfect moment, act now. If you want to be kind, start with a kind word today. If you want to be disciplined, follow through on a small commitment now. The more you align your actions with your values, the more empowered and purposeful your life becomes. Let's consider a practical example. Imagine you've been procrastinating on a personal goal, like getting in shape or learning a new skill. It's easy to make excuses. "I don't have time," or "it's too hard." But taking responsibility means acknowledging the choices that led you here and deciding to make a change. Start small. Go for a short walk, practice for just 5 minutes, or set a realistic milestone. By taking conscious action, you shift from excuses to progress. Seneca. Another Stoic philosopher reminded us of the importance of living intentionally. "Begin at once to live, and count each separate day as a separate life." This perspective encourages us to approach each day with purpose. Instead of letting time slip by, treat every moment as an opportunity to act responsibly and with intention. Even small, consistent efforts can lead to significant change over time. Responsibility also extends to how we treat others. It's not just about what we do for ourselves, but how our actions affect those around us. Being responsible means honoring commitments, communicating honestly, and acting with integrity in all relationships. When you take conscious action in your interactions, you build trust and strengthen connections. At its core, taking responsibility is about empowerment. It's not about perfection or never making mistakes. It's about owning your life and your choices, no matter what challenges you face. So the next time you're tempted to point fingers or dwell on what's outside your control, pause and ask yourself, "What can I take responsibility for in this situation? How can I act with intention right now?" Because as the Stoics remind us, the power to shape your life lies not in what happens to you, but in how you choose to respond. And when you act consciously and responsibly, you reclaim your strength and move closer to the person you want to become. 4. Test human chemistry. Life is full of interactions, some uplifting, some challenging, and some downright frustrating. How we respond to these moments shapes not only our relationships, but also our inner peace. The Stoics believed that every interaction is an opportunity to test and refine our character. They saw the people we encounter and the emotions they stir as the ultimate training ground for patience, empathy, and self-control. Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, today I shall meet people who are meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, deceitful, envious, and unsocial. They are like this because they cannot tell good from evil." At first glance, this may seem pessimistic, but it's actually empowering. Marcus wasn't advising us to dwell on negativity, but to prepare ourselves for the reality of human behavior. He understood that by expecting challenges, we could approach them with calm and understanding instead of frustration or anger. This idea aligns closely with Epictetus's and teaching. We cannot control the actions of others, but we can control how we respond to them. Think of a situation where someone cuts you off in traffic or speaks to you rudely. Your first instinct might be irritation or even anger, but the Stoics encourage us to pause and reflect. Why let someone else's behavior dictate your peace of mind? Instead, treat the moment as a test, a chance to practice patience and resilience. Testing human chemistry isn't just about handling conflict. It's about navigating all interactions with grace. Confucius, the Chinese philosopher, emphasized the value of harmony in relationships. To see what is right and not do it is the absence of courage. This means that in our interactions, we should strive to act with kindness and fairness, even when it's hard. If someone is unkind, respond with calmness. If someone is unfair, seek understanding instead of retaliation. Each choice we make reflects our character. Let's put this into a modern context. Imagine you're at work and a colleague takes credit for an idea you contributed to. It's natural to feel slighted, but instead of reacting impulsively, the Stoics would advise you to approach the situation with clarity. Could you calmly address the issue in a way that upholds your integrity? Perhaps by diplomatically clarifying your contribution without hostility. This approach not only preserves your dignity, but also strengthens your ability to remain composed under pressure. The Stoics weren't alone in this thinking. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, believed in the power of calmness. Respond intelligently, even to unintelligent treatment. This wisdom encourages us to meet negativity with composure, refusing to let others' actions dictate our state of mind. By staying calm, we maintain control over ourselves and set an example for others. Testing human chemistry also means recognizing that others' actions often have more to do with their internal struggles than with us. Marcus Aurelius frequently reminded himself of this. The wrongdoer does wrong to themselves. They harm their own soul. This perspective helps us cultivate empathy. When someone behaves poorly, it's often a reflection of their own pain, insecurities, or ignorance. Recognizing this can diffuse our anger and replace it with understanding. To apply this in daily life, start by pausing before reacting. When faced with a difficult interaction, ask yourself, what's really driving this person's behavior? How can I respond in a way that aligns with my values? This shift in perspective transforms challenges into opportunities for growth. Testing human chemistry isn't about being passive or ignoring problems. It's about choosing responses that reflect your best self. Whether it's standing up for your boundaries calmly, offering kindness in the face of rudeness, or simply walking away from unnecessary conflict, every interaction is a chance to practice the virtues you aspire to. So the next time you encounter someone who tests your patience, remember, they're giving you a gift, the opportunity to grow stronger, wiser, and more composed. Because, as the Stoics remind us, The measure of your character isn't how others treat you, but how you choose to respond. And in every interaction, you have the power to choose. 5. Handling relationships and opinions. Relationships are the core of human life, yet they are often the source of our greatest frustrations. Whether it's dealing with misunderstandings, clashing opinions, or unmet expectations, our interactions with others constantly challenge our patience and perspective. The Stoics understood that harmony in relationships isn't about changing others, it's about mastering our own reactions and expectations. Marcus Aurelius captured this perfectly in Meditations. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This wisdom applies directly to relationships. We can't control how others think, act, or feel, but we can control how we respond to them. When we shift our focus from trying to change others to managing our own reactions, we free ourselves from unnecessary frustration and create space for understanding and growth. Epictetus reinforced this idea when he said, "If someone speaks badly of you, do not defend yourself against their accusations. Instead, reply, 'You obviously do not know me very well, for if you did, you would have mentioned other faults of mine.'" This response reflects the humility and confidence that come from not being overly concerned with others' opinions. It's not about ignoring feedback or criticism. It's about recognizing that your self-worth doesn't depend on others' approval. Let's consider a common scenario: a disagreement with a close friend or family member. It's tempting to argue your point, try to prove them wrong, or demand that they see things your way. But the Stoics would advise you to pause and ask yourself, is it worth the energy? Often maintaining peace and understanding is more valuable than being right. Confucius, the great Chinese philosopher, offered similar guidance. When we see men of a contrary character, we should turn inwards and examine ourselves. This advice encourages us to reflect on our own behavior when faced with conflict. Are we contributing to the misunderstanding? Is there something we can do differently to foster harmony? By focusing on our own actions and attitudes, we take responsibility for the role we play in the relationship. The Stoics also believed in setting boundaries. While they emphasized patience and understanding, they didn't advocate tolerating disrespect or harm. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself to approach difficult people with compassion, but not to let their negativity disrupt his peace. The best revenge is not to be like your enemy. This means that even when someone acts poorly, you can choose to respond with integrity. Setting boundaries is an act of self-respect. It protects your energy and ensures that your interactions align with your values. Handling relationships also involves understanding that everyone sees the world through their own lens. Their opinions and actions are shaped by their experiences, beliefs, and emotions. When someone disagrees with you or acts in a way you don't understand, the Stoics would encourage you to practice empathy. Ask yourself, what might this person be going through? What's motivating their behavior? This shift in perspective can transform conflict into connection. Imagine you're at work and a colleague criticizes your approach to a project. Your initial reaction might be to feel defensive or dismiss their input. But what if you paused and considered their perspective? Could their feedback contain valuable insights? Even if their delivery wasn't ideal, responding with openness and curiosity not only strengthens the relationship, but also fosters mutual respect. Handling opinions, especially negative ones, requires emotional resilience. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, advised, "Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner." This isn't about disregarding others entirely, but about freeing yourself from the need for constant approval. When you let go of the fear of judgment, you gain the confidence to live authentically. To navigate relationships and opinions with grace, start by focusing on what you can control: your actions, your words, and your attitude. Practice empathy, set boundaries when needed, and remember that you can't please everyone. As Seneca wisely said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." This applies to relationships as well. Seeking validation from everyone will leave you feeling empty. Instead, nurture connections that are built on mutual respect and understanding. Ultimately, handling relationships and opinions with wisdom isn't about avoiding conflict or pleasing everyone. It's about approaching each interaction with patience, empathy, and self-awareness. So the next time you find yourself at odds with someone, ask yourself, "Am I focusing on what I can control? Am I acting in a way that reflects my values?" Because, as the Stoics remind us, the path to harmony in relationships begins with mastering yourself. 6. Improve yourself through small changes. Self-improvement is often seen as a grand, transformative process, a dramatic overhaul of who we are. But the truth is, real growth happens in small, consistent steps. The Stoics, as well as thinkers from other traditions, believed that true progress is gradual and requires patience, persistence, and a commitment to daily action. Marcus Aurelius reflected on this in Meditations. "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This isn't a call for perfection overnight. It's a reminder to start where you are and take action, no matter how small. Each step, no matter how seemingly insignificant, builds momentum toward lasting improvement. The idea of steady incremental growth also resonated with Confucius, who said, "The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones." Whether you're learning a new skill, building healthier habits, or working on your mindset, progress comes from the accumulation of small, consistent actions. It's not about how far you can leap, but how steadily you can move forward. Imagine you want to become more disciplined. The goal might feel overwhelming if you think of it in broad terms, but what if you started with a single small commitment, like waking up 15 minutes earlier or completing one task without distractions? Over time, these small actions create a ripple effect, building the discipline and habits you aspire to have. Epictetus, another great Stoic thinker, offered a practical framework for self-improvement. "First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This is a call for clarity and action. Start by defining your goal. Who do you want to become, and what values do you want to embody? Then, focus on the actions that align with that vision. If you want to be more patient, for instance, practice pausing before reacting in frustrating situations. If you want to be more confident, take one small step each day to face your fears, no matter how small. The beauty of small changes is that they're manageable, even in the busiest of lives. You don't need to overhaul everything at once. Instead, focus on one habit, one decision, or one moment at a time. This approach not only reduces overwhelm, but also makes the process more sustainable. Seneca emphasized the importance of consistent effort over time. Nothing great is created suddenly, any more than a bunch of grapes or a fig. If you tell me that you desire a fig, I will answer you that there must be time. Let it first blossom, then bear fruit, then ripen. This analogy reminds us to be patient with ourselves. Just as a tree doesn't grow overnight, Meaningful self-improvement requires time and care. Impatience only leads to frustration, while steady effort leads to lasting change. Let's bring this idea into daily life. Suppose you want to get healthier. Instead of trying to change everything at once, going to the gym daily, eating perfectly, and giving up all indulgences, focus on one small change. Maybe you start by drinking more water or taking a 10-minute walk each day. These small steps may not seem significant in the moment, but over time, they create a foundation for greater transformation. The same principle applies to personal growth. If you want to improve your mindset, start with small acts of gratitude or mindfulness. Write down one thing you're grateful for each day, or spend a few minutes focusing on your breath. These practices, though simple, train your mind to shift from negativity to positivity and from distraction to presence. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, beautifully captured this wisdom. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Every great achievement begins with a decision to start and the courage to take the first step. It's the small, consistent actions that build momentum and eventually lead to meaningful change. Self-improvement through small changes also requires self-compassion. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, and days when progress feels slow. Marcus Aurelius frequently reminded himself to keep going, even when he fell short. When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love. This gratitude for the opportunity to try again each day is essential for maintaining motivation. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up, doing your best, and trusting the process. So, start small. Take one step today toward the person you want to become. Maybe it's reading for 5 minutes, reaching out to a friend, or making a healthier choice at lunch. These small actions may seem trivial, but they're the building blocks of transformation. Ask yourself, what small change can I make today? How can I take one step closer to my goals? Because as the Stoics, Confucius, and so many others have taught us, great progress isn't about giant leaps. It's about steady, intentional steps that over time create extraordinary results. 7. Embrace simplicity in life. In a world that constantly demands more success, more possessions, more achievements, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. The Stoics, along with thinkers across cultures, believed that simplicity is the key to clarity and peace. By removing distractions and focusing on what's essential, we free ourselves to live a life of meaning and purpose. Marcus Aurelius, in Meditations, wrote, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This isn't just about material simplicity, it's about mental and emotional clarity. Marcus reminds us that happiness doesn't come from accumulating more, but from appreciating what we already have and aligning our lives with our values. Simplicity, in this sense, is about focusing on what brings true fulfillment and letting go of what doesn't. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, shared a similar perspective. "Manifest plainness, embrace simplicity, reduce selfishness, have few desires." This wisdom encourages us to strip away the excess, to prioritize what truly matters, and find peace in living with less. It's not about depriving ourselves, but about decluttering our lives to make room for what's meaningful. Consider how often we complicate our lives by chasing unnecessary goals or holding on to things we don't need, whether it's possessions, grudges, or unrealistic expectations. This clutter, both physical and emotional, weighs us down and prevents us from enjoying the present moment. Embracing simplicity means letting go of this excess to create space for joy and clarity. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the value of contentment over excess. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. In today's consumer-driven world, this lesson is more relevant than ever. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we need more to be happy, a bigger house, a fancier car, or the latest gadget. But the Stoics and other great thinkers remind us that true wealth comes from being content with what we have. Imagine this in a modern context. Your phone buzzes with endless notifications, your schedule is packed with commitments, and your to-do list feels never-ending. It's overwhelming, but much of it is self-imposed. Embracing simplicity might mean turning off notifications, saying no to unnecessary commitments, and focusing on a few meaningful tasks instead of trying to do everything. By simplifying your day, you reduce stress and create room for what truly matters, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a passion, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet. Simplicity also extends to how we think and make decisions. When faced with a choice, we often overanalyze, seeking the perfect option. The Stoics encourage us to focus on what aligns with our values and act decisively, without overcomplicating the process. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This straightforward approach to decision-making simplifies our lives and helps us stay grounded in what's important. The benefits of simplicity are profound. By removing distractions, we gain clarity. By letting go of unnecessary desires, we find contentment. By focusing on the essentials, we free ourselves to live fully. Even Buddha taught the value of simplicity, saying, "A person is rich in proportion to the things they can afford to let alone." This wisdom isn't about living in deprivation. It's about recognizing that the pursuit of excess often leads to emptiness, while simplicity creates space for peace and fulfillment. To embrace simplicity in your life, start small. Take a look at your surroundings and ask, "What do I really need?" Declutter a drawer, reduce commitments, or spend time reflecting on what truly brings you joy. Focus on quality over quantity, whether it's in your relationships, possessions, or activities. Think about your mental space too. Are you carrying worries or expectations that don't serve you? Letting go of unnecessary stress is just as important as decluttering your home or calendar. Practice mindfulness by focusing on the present moment and appreciating the little things. A walk in nature, a good conversation, or a quiet cup of tea. Embracing simplicity doesn't mean giving up ambition or comfort. It's about prioritizing what's essential and letting go of what distracts or burdens you. So ask yourself, "What truly matters in my life? What can I let go of to make room for what's important?" Because as Marcus Aurelius, Lao Tzu, and so many others remind us, simplicity isn't just a lifestyle. It's a path to clarity, peace, and a richer, more fulfilling life. 8. The power of self-reflection. In the constant rush of daily life, it's easy to get swept up in tasks, responsibilities, and distractions, leaving little time to pause and reflect. Yet, self-reflection is one of the most powerful tools we have for growth, clarity, and alignment with our values. The Stoics and many other great thinkers recognize the importance of taking time to examine our thoughts, actions, and intentions to live a more meaningful and virtuous life. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher emperor, practiced self-reflection daily and wrote in Meditations, Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if you will ever dig. For Marcus, self-reflection wasn't just an occasional activity, it was a cornerstone of his philosophy. By looking inward, he sought to understand his motivations, correct his flaws, and align his actions with his principles. This daily practice allowed him to lead with wisdom and integrity, even in the face of immense challenges. The idea of self-reflection transcends cultures. Confucius. The Chinese philosopher emphasized its value when he said, "By three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is bitterest." Through reflection, we can learn from our experiences without needing to repeat mistakes. It gives us the space to pause, consider our choices, and make adjustments that lead to better outcomes. Self-reflection also helps us uncover the root of our emotions and behaviors. Epictetus. Another Stoic thinker encouraged us to question our responses to situations. When something happens, the only thing in your power is your attitude toward it. You can either accept it or resent it. By reflecting on why we react the way we do, we can gain insight into our triggers, fears, and desires. This awareness empowers us to respond with intention rather than impulse. Consider how self-reflection can be applied to everyday life. Imagine you had a difficult conversation with a colleague or loved one. Instead of dwelling on the outcome or blaming the other person, take a moment to reflect. What could I have done differently? Was I clear in expressing myself? Did I truly listen to their perspective? This practice not only helps you grow, but also strengthens your relationships by fostering understanding and accountability. Buddha too emphasized the power of introspection, saying, "What we think, we become." Reflection allows us to examine our thoughts and beliefs, identifying those that serve us and those that hold us back. By becoming more aware of our mental patterns, we can choose to nurture positive thoughts and let go of negative ones, shaping a more balanced and fulfilling life. To make self-reflection a habit, start by setting aside a few minutes each day to pause and look inward. You might journal about your day, ask yourself thought-provoking questions, or simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts. Here are a few questions to guide your reflection. What did I do well today? What could I have done better? Did I act in alignment with my values? What emotions did I experience and why? This practice doesn't have to be time-consuming or formal. It's about creating a regular moment of honesty and curiosity with yourself. Self-reflection also helps us navigate challenges with greater clarity. When we take the time to understand our role in a situation, we're less likely to repeat mistakes and more likely to find effective solutions. For example, if you find yourself constantly stressed at work, reflection might reveal that you're taking on too much or neglecting to set boundaries. With this awareness, you can take proactive steps to create a healthier balance. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, encouraged nightly reflection as a way to grow and prepare for the next day. "When the light has been removed and my wife has fallen silent, I examine my entire day and go back over what I have done and said. I hide nothing from myself. I omit nothing." This practice of reviewing the day not only helps us learn from our experiences, but also clears the mind, allowing us to rest with a sense of closure and readiness for tomorrow. Self-reflection isn't about being overly critical or dwelling on the past. It's about cultivating self-awareness and growth. It's a tool to help us align our actions with our values, make better decisions, and deepen our understanding of ourselves and others. So, take a moment today to pause and look within. Ask yourself, am I living in alignment with who I want to be? What can I learn from my experiences? How can I grow moving forward? Because as Marcus Aurelius and countless other great minds have taught us, the answers we seek are often already within us if we take the time to listen. 9. Detach from external validation. We live in a world where approval from others often feels like the ultimate measure of success. Social media likes, workplace recognition, and societal expectations can easily dictate our sense of self-worth. Yet the Stoics, along with many other philosophers and spiritual thinkers, remind us that true freedom comes from within, not from the validation of others. Marcus Aurelius reflected on this in Meditations. It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own. This contradiction captures a universal struggle. Why do we place so much importance on the opinions of others, even at the expense of our own peace? For Marcus, the answer was simple. External validation is fleeting and unreliable, while inner confidence and self-respect are enduring. Epictetus offered a similar perspective. Who are these people whose admiration you seek? Are they wise? Are they virtuous? If not, why do their opinions matter? This isn't about dismissing everyone's thoughts or living in isolation. It's about discerning whose opinions truly hold value. Not everyone's judgment reflects wisdom or understanding. When you build your self-worth on the shaky foundation of external approval, you surrender control of your happiness to others. Consider this. How often do we compromise our own values or priorities to win the approval of someone else? Maybe we take on extra responsibilities at work, not because we want to, but because we're afraid of disappointing a colleague. Or we spend time crafting a social media post, hoping for likes and comments, only to feel empty once the attention fades. The Stoics would urge us to pause and reflect. Am I doing this because it aligns with my values or because I want validation? Eastern philosophy echoes this sentiment. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, taught, "Care about what other people think and you will always be their prisoner." When we prioritize external validation, we hand over the keys to our emotional freedom. True liberation comes from finding worth within ourselves, independent of others' praise or criticism. To detach from external validation doesn't mean ignoring feedback entirely. Constructive input from people we trust can help us grow, but it's important to separate useful feedback from superficial judgment. Confucius offered timeless advice on this balance. The superior man seeks approval in himself. The inferior man seeks it in others. This wisdom encourages us to focus on our own standards of integrity and excellence. When we act in alignment with our values, we can take pride in our efforts, regardless of external recognition. Here's a practical way to start detaching from external validation. Focus on internal metrics of success. Instead of asking, did people like what I did? Ask yourself, did I act with honesty? Did I give my best effort? Did I stay true to my values? These questions shift your focus inward, helping you build self-confidence rooted in your own actions. Imagine a scenario. You're preparing a presentation at work. Instead of worrying about whether your boss will be impressed, focus on delivering your message clearly and authentically. When you prioritize doing your best over impressing others, you regain control of your experience. External praise becomes a bonus, not a necessity. Marcus Aurelius also emphasized the impermanence of others' opinions. People's opinions are like the wind, they come and go. don't let them carry you away. This advice reminds us that seeking validation is a losing game. People's views are often influenced by their own biases, moods, and circumstances. Trying to satisfy everyone is not only impossible, but also exhausting. Instead, focus on cultivating inner strength and clarity so you remain steady regardless of external noise. Detaching from external validation doesn't mean we stop caring about others or their feelings. It means we stop basing our self-worth on their approval. By grounding ourselves in our own values and actions, we can build a sense of confidence that no external opinion can shake. To practice this in daily life, take a moment to reflect. Am I seeking validation, or am I acting in alignment with my values? Over time, you'll find that the less you rely on others' approval, the more empowered and fulfilled you feel. Because as the Stoics, Taoists, and many other great thinkers remind us, the greatest freedom is living true to yourself, not to the expectations of others. When you detach from external validation, you reclaim your power and find peace in simply being who you are. 10. Learn to say no with grace. In a world that constantly demands our time, energy, and attention, learning to say no is one of the most valuable skills we can develop. It's not about being dismissive or selfish. It's about setting healthy boundaries that protect your well-being and prioritize what truly matters. The Stoics, as well as other great thinkers, recognized the importance of aligning our choices with our values and not being overburdened by the expectations of others. Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This advice serves as a guiding principle for decision-making. Before saying yes to something, ask yourself, is this aligned with my values? Does this contribute to my goals or bring joy to my life? If the answer is no, it's better to decline gracefully than to commit to something that drains your time or energy. Saying no isn't just about refusing obligations, it's about reclaiming your focus. Epictetus encouraged us to guard our time and attention carefully. Know first who you are, and then adorn yourself accordingly. This means understanding your priorities and staying true to them, even when faced with external pressures. By learning to say no, you protect your ability to focus on what matters most. The importance of setting boundaries is echoed in Eastern philosophy as well. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, taught, "When you are content to be simply yourself and don't compare or compete, everyone will respect you." This wisdom reminds us that saying no doesn't mean alienating others. It's about being honest and authentic in your relationships. When you communicate your boundaries with kindness and clarity, you earn respect from others while staying true to yourself. Imagine a common scenario. A friend asks for a favor, but you're already overwhelmed with your own responsibilities. It's tempting to say yes out of guilt or fear of disappointing them. But by overcommitting, you risk neglecting your own needs and resenting the obligation later. Instead, a graceful no, something like, "I'd love to help, but I'm at capacity right now. Let's find another way to solve this together," protects your time while maintaining the relationship. Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the value of focus over multitasking. To be everywhere is to be nowhere. This is a reminder that spreading yourself too thin diminishes the quality of your efforts. By saying no to distractions or tasks that don't align with your goals, you can dedicate your full energy to what truly matters. Learning to say no isn't about shutting people out. It's about protecting your priorities. Confucius captured this balance beautifully. The man who chases two rabbits catches neither. When you say yes to everything, you risk losing focus and effectiveness. Saying no allows you to stay on course and achieve meaningful progress in the areas that matter most to you. To practice saying no with grace, start by being clear about your priorities. What are your non-negotiables? What commitments truly align with your values and goals? Once you have clarity, it becomes easier to decline requests that don't serve your purpose. Here are a few tips for saying no gracefully. 1. Be honest but kind. Let the other person know you appreciate their request but can't commit due to your current priorities. Offer alternatives. If possible, suggest another way they might get help or achieve their goal. 3. Stand firm. Don't let guilt or pressure sway your decision. A clear and respectful no is better than an insincere yes. Think about this in a modern context. Your inbox is full of invitations, work meetings, social events, volunteer opportunities, but you're already feeling stretched thin. By saying no to what's unnecessary, you create space to focus on the commitments that truly matter, like spending quality time with loved ones or working on a personal project. The Stoics believed that guarding your time and energy is essential for living a purposeful life. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily, "Do not be distracted by the opinions of others. Keep your focus on what truly matters." This doesn't mean ignoring others' needs. It means finding a balance that respects both your priorities and theirs. Learning to say no with grace empowers you to live intentionally, without being pulled in every direction. It's a skill that strengthens your relationships, protects your energy, and allows you to focus on what truly matters. So the next time you're faced with a request, pause and ask yourself, does this align with my values and priorities? If the answer is no, say it with kindness and confidence. Because as the Stoics and other great thinkers remind us, every yes carries a cost. And learning to say no is the key to living a life of clarity, balance, and purpose. As we wrap up this journey through 10 timeless lessons, one thing becomes clear: the strength and clarity we seek in life aren't found in chasing external rewards or avoiding challenges. They come from within. The Stoics, along with other great philosophers and thinkers, understood that the key to a meaningful life lies in aligning our actions with our values, focusing on what we can control, and letting go of what doesn't serve us. Each lesson we've explored, from focusing on the present to setting boundaries with grace, offers a practical step toward living with purpose and resilience. These aren't abstract ideas reserved for ancient philosophers. They're tools you can use every day to navigate modern life with more balance, strength, and fulfillment. But here's the most important takeaway. Growth doesn't happen all at once. It's the small, intentional changes we make daily that shape who we become. Whether it's pausing to reflect, simplifying your life, or saying no to what doesn't align with your goals, every step counts. Progress isn't about perfection. It's about showing up for yourself again and again. So, as you move forward, ask yourself, which of these lessons can I start applying today? How can I live more intentionally with a clearer focus on what truly matters? Because when you take even the smallest step toward living with intention, you're already transforming your life. Thank you for joining us on this journey. If these lessons resonated with you, share them with someone who might benefit. And remember, the power to create a stronger, more purposeful life is already within you. It starts with the choices you make one moment at a time. Until next time, take care and live well.